Hello, audio boom. Graham here, Black73 Cat. Hope you're all well, guys. Wow. Just been catching up on some booze, and I've listened to two in the last... Wow. It's nearly an hour now, because the last one's just gone on for a rather long time, but it was all good. Two booze, which kind of link together, even though they weren't supposed to be. The first one I listened to was Mac McColgan on a walk and... talking about how he enjoys listening to rambly booze and how rambling audio can sort of keep you interested. And in, like I said the other day, you kind of get taken on this magical mystery tour. You don't know where you're going to end up. And I really love that. And he was kind of saying he enjoys the same thing. And it's it does. It works. It really works. And as much as it sounds like you're just talking pants, to me, it keeps me interested, and I really do enjoy listening to just waffly rambles. But yes, he was also trying to say that, a theoretical explanation of what audio boo is to an outsider, to somebody who'd never done it before, never listened to it before, just trying to explain what he's listening to. And it is quite funny when you put it in that kind of context. It's a bunch of random people just talking about their own lives and stuff. And it is kind of hard to explain. And that's kind of why I drifted away from voice blogging in the past. Because when I first started, I didn't really twig how it worked, if you like. Not how it worked necessarily, but how to get the most out of it, I suppose is a better way of saying that. So if you listen back to my very first audio book, as long and monotonous and drony as it is, I kind of refer there to like, how I tried to do a few various. I've tried to start a blog, a proper, standard blog, typed text, pictures on a website, and I've tried it two or three, four times probably, and I've never managed to stick it out because I can't be bothered to sit there type in a way. And I thought that voice blogging would be an alternative to that. And I kind of treated it in the same way. Whereas, if you get a website up, you think you want traffic, you want readers, you want shares, you want retweets, you want people literally visiting your blog and reading what you're doing and commenting and liking and that kind of thing. And that's kind of how I was trying to do it. Everyone I recorded, I was tweeting it out there and putting it up on Facebook and then looking, checking how many plays it had and this kind of thing. And it wasn't working like a blog, and I couldn't understand why. But then I kind of drifted away from it, but since I've come back, I've kind of realised, and it's kind of dawned on me, the reality of what this actually is. It's not the same as doing a blog, as in, writing about, cars, and then, sticking your name and your writing out there for all who are interested in cars to come and read. It's not like that. It's more about community, I'm finding, and it's more about a kind of quite close-knit community of like-minded people who enjoy listening to other people talking potentially rubbish, or playing a bit of music, or having, just having a ramble or a whinge about something that they've experienced in their life on that particular day or whatever. And then it works. It suddenly works. I'm getting so much more out of it this time than I ever did before. Because I was like going to all my mates, going, "Oh, listen to me, audio boo." And they were like, "Why? Why do I want to listen to you talking? If I want to talk to you, I can do that when I see you face to face, or I can phone you. Why the hell would I want to listen to it? Oh, but there's loads of other people on there that you..." And I wasn't listening to other people, to be honest. I didn't really get that bit. I was just doing it for myself. I was being selfish. And I wasn't, I had probably a couple of people who I would listen to because I kind of knew them from elsewhere, maybe. But I hadn't really thought about venturing out and listening to complete strangers, which is what I'm doing this time around. And it's really fulfilling. So yes, trying to explain it to an outsider is what I was trying. That's the type of person I was trying to appeal to first time around. And yeah, you can't do it. It's a certain type of person, I think, that likes this kind of thing. And I'm very glad to say that I'm one of them. So, yes. Anyway, and then I finished listening to that one. And then I saw in my playlist, which I'm now getting on my podcast feed, because of the Knackered app. I've got to get the Knackered app thing in again, haven't I? Yes, and I saw from all one word, I saw music is awesome. Wow. Yeah, so I've just had half an hour of some amazing music, a little bit of commentary, a little bit of history and background to the to each track that he was playing and stuff, and yeah, really enjoyed it. And then the answer to McColgan's question comes halfway through the last track. How, you know, he just sums up why this Audio Boo thing is good. And I tell you what, that was such a heartfelt, passionate, just spilling out of the soul of why he enjoys this and in what he gets out of this thing we call voice blogging, or this community that is going on here. Yeah, and I just kind of thought that was weird. How do you explain it to an outsider? There you go. Listen to this man for the last 1 minute and 15 seconds of this amazing piece of music that's playing in the background, and you might just go somewhere to understanding why this community is as it is. Yeah, if you haven't heard that, check out All One Word and his music is awesome. Boo, it is awesome, quite simply. Yeah, some great music as well. I've kind of lost the passion for music. I used to be well into music when I was a kid. I was into heavy rock from the age of about 12, 13. I got into all kinds of heavy metal, really. I was sort of Kiss and the sort of glam rock side of things first, and then started getting a bit more serious, like, you know, Iron Maiden and Guns N' Roses and all the kind of the mainstream stuff, but also some of the more kind of maybe hardcore thrash metal type things like Anthrax and that kind of thing. And I was mad for it. It was just my life. This whole heavy rock thing was my life. It was like a little gang of us at school who were all into it, and we all used to get the music magazines. There was Kerrang, which I think is still going. And then there was another one called Raw Rock Action Worldwide, and we all had subscriptions to these magazines. And we were, you know, tape to tape in each other's. You know, one of us would go out and buy an album, or we'd tape it for all the others. And then, you know, each of us would do the same. And we all had huge collections of some quite random music. But I've still got a load of tapes in my garage, I think, and there's like some weird stuff in there now that I would never listen to. But and then I kind of moved on to the sort of indie rock sort of thing, and the sort of Manchester scene in the 90s and that kind of thing. But then as I got a bit older, I was listening to Radio 1 a lot. I used to do a lot of travelling when I was working, and I was listening to Radio 1, and I just gradually lost touch. I suppose after the Chris Evans Breakfast Show finished, from that sort of time onwards, I started finding myself just lost by the whole ethos of Radio 1, the language, and then it just all became like, you know, oh, and give a shout out to Tina who's doing her GCSEs this week, and I was just like, whoa, hang on, this is aimed squarely at kids, and I'm not a kid anymore, but I like the music, but the whole DJs and the phone-ins and the Twitter-ins and all this kind of, it's just so bloody vacuous. And then, so you kind of go, okay, so the logical thing is I'm a bit old and I'll move to Radio 2, but then it doesn't hit the same notes with the music, the music type. You're not getting the kind of the same level of contemporary music that you would get on Radio 1. So there's no happy medium between the two. It's either a better conversation but an inferior music mix, or better music but with so vacuous conversation and discussion going on around it. And I kind of started to lose interest, and I drifted away to Radio 5 Live and Radio 4. And then I discovered podcasts, and then I just kind of drifted away from radio altogether. And now and again, I'll jump onto Radio 4, but it was the demise of Radio 1 that's really lost me a passion in music. I can't find a medium to interface with or interact with current contemporary music. So I've lost, as much as I still love it, I've just really enjoyed that last half an hour from Rick. But anyway, go back and have a listen to that. That is an awesome bit of boo. I'll catch you all later, guys. Take care. Good night.